The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Welcome, my brother, main advice show for the modern era. We are celebrating this Labor Day by marking our official entry into the podcasting union. And I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy. We built this city! That's the theme song.
Oh. If you remember, Griffin, you had to change your name legally to get into the podcast union because Griffin McElroy.
I'm Hollywood Griffin McElroy. It's fucking crazy, like, it's a crazy thing they make you do. They make you a pin to your name.
And the podcasting union, I'm sure you're all familiar with some of the bylaws, but we're still going over them here. What are they?
Well, I mean, I already touched on the one where you'll have to sing, like, a bar from We Built This City on Rock and Roll, because it's sort of like, you know, like a togetherness thing, like we, mm-hmm. all the podcasters together, we built the city of audio broadcasting online.
Also, there's mandatory bathroom breaks every 10 minutes in the recording, whether you need to or not.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You have to force something out of you.
That someone accompanies you to the bathroom.
I've got these like horrible gorilla grip marks I don't want to get blue, but on the shaft of my penis. That it comes from like trying to wring it out like some sort of mandarin orange.
It's like trying to milk a thirsty cow.
Why would the cow do it? I don't think the cow has to be thirsty in order not.
No, that's actually a podcast regulation that you have to make a weird metaphor
about
once a show.
Well, we're already fucking set on that front. I don't think we need to do anything extra to say.
You did talk about like gorilla on your penis or something.
So like talking about. Like, we have to squeeze our dicks and sing copyrighted songs on our podcast now. Like, we're not really getting anything out of this fucking union that we just joined. I should have spoken up before we signed up. Like, you guys were all about it, and I should have voiced these reservations before I squeezed my dick off.
It has been much worse since Mark Maron became the president.
Yeah.
He has instituted a lot of the more pressing, I think, inconvenient rules to the union.
Dick squeezer. I had no idea.
Loves it.
From way back.
The main purpose of the podcast union is not for the here and now. It's for the future. And the agreement is basically when the revolution comes and the sheer just utter uselessness of each of our skill sets becomes revealed to the light of day, we promise not to turn on each other.
Right. That's important. And it's also like an exclusivity thing, because one of these fucking days, everyone listening to this podcast is going to realize that we're just three dickheads that bought microphones and that this is the easiest thing to do in the universe. And we're going to get replaced. And this exclusivity is going to be the only thing. They're going to do it. They're going to do it better, and they're going to do it cheaper. But you know what? They're not going to do it legally. Scabs.
Right. Can't have machines doing podcasting with these laws. Not if
you know
a union crew.
Did you know Jordan Morris is a scab?
Yeah, and a machine.
And a machine. He's a machine scab.
Mark Maron squeezes his dick. Like, get out of here, Tandy. Get out of here, Tandy 200.
While we're trying to sort some of these, the nuances of these laws out and how we can exploit them, let's answer some questions just to kill time till the next bathroom break.
Okay.
And then we'll pee. Ever since I was little, my parents have maintained a I just want to mark this occasion. I think that was the least funny introduction. 165 episodes, not a single goddamn solid joke in the entire
thing. What you don't know is that we have to reset every 166 episodes. Because we were getting too funny at the beginning, and expectations were getting too high. And next week, we can really phone it in.
Not a single well-composed gag in the entire one. I just wanted to mark the occasion. Ever since I was little, my parents have maintained a multi-pet household. Almost all the animals live long, healthy lives. The only animals My parents apparently aren't adept at caring for our parakeets, since these tend to pass away relatively early, within a few years, if that. The problem is my parents keep getting parakeets. Brothers, how do I politely inform my parents that they should stop trying to care for these tiny birds and instead focus their attention on animals they can actually care for? Is there a graceful way to go about doing this? Sincerely, flummoxed in Philly.
So the problem is your parents are bird murderers. They're murderers.
I don't think there's a graceful way to handle it, but there are like 100 really super forceful ways to do it.
Yeah. I think number one is liberate them every time they buy them.
Ooh, let me throw this out. What about like an Oscars-style video of all the parakeets that they've lost in that previous season?
Mm-hmm. Oh my
and it's
God,
just like
yeah.
a video of all the parakeets with really sad music underneath and then like captions of their name and like 2005 to 2006.
We built this city.
Maybe you lack the you know, the iMovie skills to throw something like that together. Maybe you just pile up all the bird corpses on the table and say, look, yes. And then you say, this is more than all the other pets that you've had combined. This is your 215th bird. Like, clearly it didn't work out the other 214 times.
Are your parents cats?
Key information that should have been included. Mm. If they don't take the parakeets from the pet store, they'll just get eaten there. That's true. Somebody will eat them.
You gotta have a talk with your parents about the relative bone density of these pets that they're buying. Because you get a dog, you get a mastiff. That's a fucking sturdy animal. You can't. Right. Yeah. It is very
good
hard
luck killing that.
Good luck crushing that mastiff. You can't do it. A parakeet. A stiff wind. You turn the ceiling fan on high, and it is compressed into the loam.
Are both your parents Lenny from Of Mice and Men? We should have clarified.
We should just define what your parents are. Are they regular human beings? Apparently not, because regular human beings can take care of like birds. You just give them seeds, and then they're
maybe
pretty
they
much
just need
good to go.
They need hardier stock birds. Maybe give them some like crows.
Yeah, but then they definitely can't get fucking don't. You can't have parakeets and crows, because the crows will just eat the parakeets.
Unless it's like one of those adorable videos where like, you know, a dog becomes friends with a deer or something.
Yeah,
like
crows are generally known for that kind of cross-species friendship behavior.
You know, people never talk about the, look at these adorable friends videos, that the inception of every single one of those has to be an act of almost unimaginable neglect. Mm. How did you let the gorilla get close enough to the kitten that they became best friends? How did you mess up so bad?
There's a dog in that tiger cage, you guys. Is no one else seeing this?
You know, it's better at taking care of that tiger or that dog? A trained animal professional, I bet. I bet that dog is not, like, giving it its shots and shit. I'm just saying I'm a way better friend to tigers and dogs than either of those species could ever possibly be.
Not some weird animal matchmaker. It's like, let's see if these hate each other. Yeah. Oh, well, another failed experiment. Sorry, YouTube. Not going to make my YouTube partner money check this month because I couldn't find a good pairing.
Is that what's going on? You're trying to get your parents are trying to YouTube matchmake? They're putting parakeets together with every. There's not an animal that won't just instinctively fucking kill a parakeet.
There's got to be an animal.
They are the
Dorothy. We've tried them all.
Iguana and parakeet. No. Damn it. Gorilla and parakeet. No.
They are the Cheetos of the aviary world. You just. It was good. I'll have 15 more.
It's got to be grim for them because they're looking down towards the end of the alphabet. The only things they're seeing are Wolverine and zebra, mm-hmm. and they don't feel great about their chances.
Even a zebra. Really... It's like, chomp, chomp, chomp. My stripes are weird.
Do you think that when her parents roll up or his parents roll up to the pet store, like the other parakeets see him, like, oh, shit, they're back.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Oh, no.
It's like the
third time this month.
Little girl in Finding Nemo, like, I will have 6 parakeets. Like, nope. Nope, you won't.
No.
I definitely sold you parakeets on Tuesday. So, are you a magician?
The last one.
Are you a shitty wizard? What's going on? Are you transforming them into humans to live out human lives? Probably not. Matchmaking, huh? We're all part of that game. Great. We got a ring in the back room.
It's kind of like an animal fighting ring, except it's not supposed to be. So it's an animal hugging ring.
Let me ask you, do you ever see that movie Fight Club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What'd you think about it? It really made me think. Also, we have an animal Fight Club.
You've been a parakeet the entire time.
Are your parents parakeets?
Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Of all of nature's creatures, you'd think parakeets would be adept at caring for, although not in the human world. They don't have access to some of the twigs and berries that they would have in a parakeet native environment. Like,
I would say, though, Justin, the problem is that you're assuming that her parents started off as parakeets. I was inferring that they had once been human and were now parakeets, mm-hmm. and were looking for the parakeet wizard that had turned them into parakeets for mistreating him.
I clearly should have inferred that dumb, shitty thing that you were thinking. I don't know why I was thinking like a grown
Read
man.
Read a damn book.
What book has that plot?
James Bond novels?
I guess.
I don't think so.
I've read them all.
I think you're illiterate.
I've read them all, and they're all about parakeet wizards.
Griffin, can you read us a Yahoo answer?
Yeah, I'll read you a few if you want. Or we can just do one at a time like we usually do. This Yahoo was sent in by David Byrne. Assumedly not the David Byrne, but this one is still pretty good, I think. Thanks, David. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sage, who asks, why am I so hungry? Am I not growing? Male.
Male.
They're just giving us a little bit of extra info up in the headline, which frankly, like, your gender does inform like a lot of things, not, you know, in a sexist way, but like it's helpful information when we provide you information.
Flummoxed in Philly couldn't even specify the species of his parent.
Right.
Questions.
That's what I'm saying. I would prefer if in the future, whenever you do provide a question, it's just like, my parents are parakeets, female, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sage asks, okay, I had a decent lunch today at school, and it did fill me up. I come home, and I'm really hungry. I ate 2 PBJ sandwiches and almost a whole big bag of Doritos. Holy, 3 minutes later, I'm still hungry, so I eat vegetables and some rice after, and I'm still a little hungry, but not starving. Why? I'm not so hungry like this. Only one night, I was starving, and after dinner, 2 hours later, I'm so hungry, I can eat horse. I am 5'5", almost 5'6", and think I'm 14 years old. Whoa. 5'6", I think, and am 14 years old and 6 months old. Am half Caucasian and Filipino. My dad is 5'9".
Oh, okay, wait, I cracked it.
My dad is 5'9", grand on his side. Oh, God, this fucking question. 5'9", and mom's side is short, frown face. All caps. I did experience growing pains in both of my legs 2 weeks ago from today, and sadly no growing that night, frown. Only when I was 11, I had them, and I grew 2 inches. Please, how tall will I be? Is it possible to grow like 1 inch in 3 to 4 months? So that's 3 inches in a year? When am I going to go through my adolescence growth spurt? Help.
Wait a minute. This guy just decided halfway through this question that he didn't like his old question, and he was going to ask a new question and hope none of us noticed.
Yeah.
He took a hard right.
Yeah, he's trying for a twofer.
I ate some Doritos, and they did not fill me up, so I switched to veggies and rice, and that got me pretty close. What the fuck? Also, sup with my dick hair? When am I getting that stuff? Help.
Male.
When it says experience growing pains but didn't actually grow, did he just mean his legs hurt?
Yeah, I think, did someone maybe punch you in both of the legs over, like a bully? Are you being bullied,
Maybe
Sage
you
male?
Ate too many goddamn Doritos and you got diabetes.
Sage male, do you have arterial blockage in your legs because of all the Doritos?
There's gotta be a problem when you say you are not hungry, you're like not getting full, but then he clearly said that he ate almost a whole bag of Doritos. So that's really some pretty impressive...
But he doesn't say what size bag.
I don't care the size of the bag.
It could be a snack pack. It could be like a lunch snack pack bag.
Okay, but when he did... No, what? You're not understanding me. He didn't finish the bag, and yet he was still hungry. So why...
There's an easy solution. Well, maybe he knew his fucking... If I had a roommate... Well, first of all, if I had a 14-year-old... 14.5-year-old roommate, I would be probably arrested. But second of all, if he finished the whole bag of Doritos that I bought, I would be fucking furious. He probably knew that his moms would come home, and if there was no Doritos bag, she would be pissed off. She's probably still pretty upset that most of the bag is gone, but at least there's a little bit of crumbles left over for her.
I'm actually impressed with the level of thought process that went through this kid's head, because usually we get some real boners. But this kid at least sat there and said, well, I had 2 PBJ sandwiches and I'm almost done with this bag of Doritos. Maybe I should switch to, like, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, something that won't, you know, give me diabetes will help.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever for a Yahoo Answers.
And even
also, the bar is real low.
Yeah.
The bar is so low.
I like the idea of eating food and there being an instantaneous mechanical response within your body beyond just
you're talking about like boy and his blob.
Like if this kid ate a licorice jelly bean and turned into a ladder, what are you talking about? Uh-huh. Kind of like that.
Instantaneous mechanical response. It's everything that you called for.
I like the idea of like, you know, you're growing, so you eat like 15 sandwiches and you go to bed and there's a full blown big miracle. And you wake up the next morning, you're Tom Hanks, and you are like, I gotta write down what I ate. And then you post on the internet, if you want to turn into Tom Hanks, is all it takes is 15 sandwiches.
It's got that was actually my favorite episode of Man vs. Food.
I ate 15 pizzas and I turned into a ladder. What the fuck happened?
This round goes to man, does it?
It does. This next episode on Ladder vs. Food. Just stack all the French fries on my rungs.
We got a t-shirt for you for completing this challenge.
Is it extra ladder? Can you stretch it? Can you stretch it over my rung to girth? God, producers, we just got to play this one by ear. I guess have a pretty lady climb on top of me and just pour all the milkshakes down me. And we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll transform into like a, I don't know, a horse or something, and then we can just sort of, that's moving, I think, in the right direction. Maybe the next leap will finally be the leap that takes me home.
I would settle for any sort of...
I've eaten all the pizzas, why haven't I left it to a horse?
Organic entity that could consume would be great for getting a new, another season. I don't think I'm going to get this season two as a ladder.
How about another question?
My wife and I were listening to Islands in the Stream by Country Legends, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. It's a fantastic song, but we're really bothered by the line, I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. Help us think of some better lyrics that don't sound like someone has lice. And that's from Lyrically Challenged Ladies of DC.
There are...
I don't know this song.
There are... First of all, you do. Second of all, there are children dying in the streets. There are children... I could open my window right now and see two or three children just dying. And this is how you want us to spend... This is how you want to drain this think tank.
I got a pretty good lyric for you, Lyrically Challenged Ladies of DC. You want to hear my lyric?
Mm-hmm.
Syria. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Syria. I don't know, Justin. I think it...
It doesn't rhyme.
I don't think it rhymes. Also, you're not allowed to just like install like 14 syllables into one word.
Travis, you do know this. Okay, Travis, have you heard the song Ghetto Superstar?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard Kenny Rogers sing a song like Ghetto Superstar?
And you were confused? Like, I didn't know that Kenny Rogers covered this one. Interesting.
Islands in the Stream. That one, Trav.
Oh, okay.
That is what we are.
Gotcha.
I set up to get you with the fine tooth.
What could that possibly... What could that... I mean, I guess that...
I don't even know what they're...
Maybe the,
I
one
think
of
it
the,
means they really had to, they really had to sort through the riffraff. Really had to sort through the ham and eggers.
Yeah. Or maybe they...
One person.
One of them died in a car accident when they went over a cliff, and the other one dragged the lake for them. Mm-hmm. And that's how they found them, and then they were brought back to life, like in Corpse Bride.
Or maybe it was like the person shrunk down and was trapped in Rick Moranis' hair.
Yeah.
And they were trying to like comb through Rick Moranis' hair, but they had to use really fine tooth comb because he had very fine.
What's
hair.
That smell? Rick.
Pardon?
Rick, pal. We need to talk about your habits. I'm so saying Rick Moranis probably has a stinky ass scalp if that's if you want to dissect that goof.
And I don't.
I'm saying a diet rich in poutine has probably engravied his scalp with a substance that's not good to be close to. I've never been close to the man, but that's just a theory.
From an olfactory perspective.
From an olfactory, nose-bound perspective.
I think the problem with Islands in the Stream is that if you're writing a song in 2013, and this is what it lacks, this is why it's not timely, you have to have product placement. And that's the only way you're going to be able to pay for Rick Rubin to come in and help you build your sort of rough sketch of an album into the, a chart topper. So maybe something like, you should try X body spray, grizzly scent.
But that's going to be I totally dig this idea, but it's going to be hard to replace every word. So maybe we can be like, I set out to Pringles with an Xbox One. And then...
So you guys are better at this than me, because all I could come up with was, I set out to get you with a fine-tooth Floam. And I don't even think
Floam,
Floam's a
I don't think,
anymore.
Is a product that you can buy. No. I mean, sure, you can probably buy it on, like, some weird alternative eBay, but...
You know, I read in Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point that that kind of thing is all it takes to really launch a product back into the American consciousness.
What product has fallen out of favor? Like, Floam. I sell that to get you with you who chiclets. Does that
Nesquik
work?
Quick strawberry flavor.
Now we're talking, okay, but now we're not talking about, like, profiting in the commercial sense. Now we're pushing our own social agendas. Like, if it was me,
well, it would be more of, it was like, I set out to get you with some Frankenberry.
Okay, that's that. Now, if you want to, that is the one product you want to defibrillate.
If now, if you want to push social agendas in the song, I'm into that too. You could, I set out to get you with my gay marriage license that I can get in any state now. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And then the harmony.
That sounds like a Macklemore song now.
The harmony could be just two Kenny Rogerses. He could just harmonize with himself, and that would be very beautiful.
I'm into that. Yeah. I'm really into that.
Can we do both?
Okay.
Where it's like, appeal Doma and eat some Tastations now.
You could be more subversive. Me and Frankenberry headed to the chapel.
This is good. Nice. This is good.
Because I'm going to marry Frankenberry. Who I'm assuming has male parts down there. I don't think you can gender Frankenberry.
When I think about Frankenberry's genitals, and God, do I...
His Frank, like, and Barry.
That's like 90 minutes out of every day for me.
Don't even try to call Griffin from 12:45 to 1:15.
Is it all at once, or is it spread out throughout the day?
I mean, once I get in the flow... once I get my noodle going, but in both senses of the phrase,
you whittled that down too, because you used to have to spend 6 hours a day thinking about Frankenberry's genitals just to get yourself in the headspace.
Yeah, which was tough. I was not getting a lot of sleep back then. Anyway, it's just fleshy blank patch,
and that's what gets you going. Mm-hmm.
You know, people never talk about that part of the creation of Frankenstein's monster. Mm-hmm. Because there had to be a night when someone looked at Victor Frankenstein and he just came back with a giant bag of dicks. I'm going to find the one that fits him perfectly. Like, why, you're really agonizing.
You just grabbed a set of hands at random. They're both lefts. You didn't care about, like, his dick. You've put, like, days of R&D into this.
I like to think that Igor was actually, like, super, like, self-homophobic, and so he just, like, went out and, like, he just, like, took the first one he saw and, like, put it in
you
the bag.
You brought me an abnormal dick.
Frankenstein was like, what the fuck? Can you just do it? Like, no one's gonna want to fuck this creep. Can you just take it? I'll do anything else. Like, pick any part, I will go harvest it, but come on. It's a dead dick, Doc.
Just use this one. You know the dick's the first part to go, too, in the decomposition. Rigor mortis will get you to 24 hours. That's it. Mm. That ship done sailed.
Yeah. That's because bugs are nasty.
Bugs, you nasty.
Bugs are so nasty, all of them. Anyway, oh, man, I grossed myself out. Let's do a Yahoo.
Hit me.
Also, I just want to say right now, before we get the emails, I know they talk about Frankenstein's dick in Young Frankenstein, you guys. You don't have to tell us about it.
See, I've never seen it. That's why I don't watch movies or TV.
Oh, you don't want to spoil the goofs?
I just want everybody to know that everything comes from my heart.
This Yahoo was sent in by Nicole Harris. Thank you, Nicole. It's by Yahoo Answers user Riker, who asks, werewolf question, werewolves only. My friend says that I might have been born a werewolf. I've always thought of myself to have an inner wolf. I'm just starting to physically shift. But I have no memory of when I shift and how to control it. Someone please help. Werewolves only.
This question would be way better if they said, werewolves only. Who was that guy that played Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World? Werewolves only.
Looking for a werewolf perspective, please.
Wasn't it the same guy in 1776? Hey, get the fuck out of here, regular old human.
Humie. You know, the I could help this guy, but because he's being so fucking specious, I'm not even going to.
I mean, I can help him. I can weigh in because my grandfather was a quarter werewolf, so that makes me 1/16.
You and fucking Megan Fox, man, killing me.
For me, and again, my cycle only comes once every 16 full moons. My werewolf.
Hard to predict.
It is tricky. If you wear really tight-fitting clothing, sometimes it'll just cancel it out.
Also, for some reason, a cloud in front of the moon. So if you get, like, a haze machine, you're pretty covered.
Yeah. Also, Griffin found the one reminder that Siri refuses to create for him. Mm-hmm. Siri, in 16 months, remind me I'm going to change into a werewolf.
I'm not going to do
that. No, that's... I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to waste your time or mine.
How does this person know that they're going through the change if they can't remember the change? Is it just like they wake up and they're like, I think I was a werewolf last night?
Well, they were watching America's Next Top Model 2.0, Boys in the House, and fucking, like, they start watching it and they get to, like, the beginning of the first challenge, and then all of a sudden fucking Tyra just kicks someone off. And they're like, what the fuck? There was like 45 minutes there. Well, I don't know what happened. And then they look around and all their pets are dead. That part would actually
parakeets.
That would probably be the first. I don't even think a werewolf would waste his fucking time on a parakeet, but that would probably be the more telling evidence. I gotta know what happened in the fucking photo shoot. Also, my dog's dead. My dog has been eviscerated.
I think the most important thing from this show so far is that I learned that the new cycle of America's Next Top Model started, which I was not aware of.
Yeah, it started. Fucking Justin 2.0, they changed the goddamn game. Boys in the House.
So there are boys in the house?
There are girls in the house too, but there's also boys in the house. And let's just say things get
a little sexy.
did you hear that? I put a little too much smoke in that.
I've missed a month.
That was a little smoky. Model. Yeah. I can describe everything that's happened in every season, or in every episode. First episode, they line them all up at the top of a staircase, and they say, guys, go pick a girl from the other side, walk down the staircase, do a pose. And that's how they introduce all the guys and girls to each other. This one super fucking fresh dude walks to the stairs, looks at the women, shakes his head. No, this will not do. Turns around to the dudes, picks a dude, walks down the stairs, kisses him on the mouth, turns to everyone like, what's up? Fucking crowd, like, just burns the fucking building down around them. Just, like, starts tearing downstairs, like, the dopest thing I've ever seen! Fuck! It's the fucking dopest moment in reality show history. And the other dude was, like, straight as an arrow, like, I don't even fucking care. That was the freshest and dopest thing I'll ever be a part of. It is required watching. Also, they've changed the theme song. So when it does the "Wanna Be on Top," a guy's voice comes in and goes, "Boys in the House," and it's my favorite. It beats out "Growing Pains." It beats out "Full House." It beats out "Family Matters" for greatest theme song, for greatest TV theme song.
I have a wonderful transition into the money zone. So I'm reeling from the discovery that I am late on America's Next Top Model, but I am not panicking, and do you know why?
Why?
Because America's Next Top Model is on Hulu Plus.
Yeah, it is.
Wow!
Don't even worry about it. You can watch Guys versus Girls, America's Next Top Model. The new cycle is here.
2.0 changed the fucking game.
And you can see the game being changed in front of you. If you're a member of Hulu Plus, you can binge watch all your shows that you've missed, play Kesha. There's probably some Kesha on there in some form, and you can do that all with Hulu Plus. It's amazing.
There are four episodes of America's Next Top Model 2.0, Boys in the House, the game has changed, on Hulu right now. You can go and you can just fucking binge watch all of those. You can also do that with SNL, Community, Modern Family, Family Guy, shows with family in them, and a bunch of other shows. And I fully encourage that you do that, at least with ANTM 2.0, Boys in the House.
Boys in the House.
Male. It's only $7.99 a month for all the shows, all the movies you can watch. Seriously, fucking get it. Like, people asked us, we said last week, like, we don't know why they're advertising because we thought everybody had it because the three of us had it. And people were like, are you just shilling? Like, no, hand to God. Like,
no.
It is my total jam.
And here's the thing. If you don't have it right now, if you go to HuluPlus.com/my brother, you can get an extended free trial, check out how awesome it is, and then just continue to use it for $7.99 a month. But I think we're talking to like two people at this point that don't have it. So you two people.
Hey, you two people. You. Go do it. 2 weeks is more than enough time to fucking experience Boys in the House. You got to at least watch that pilot, guys. God damn.
I also want you two people to maybe hook up. You've been dancing around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it, mm-hmm. and we know you've seen it.
And maybe
it's time to hook up and watch Hulu Plus, but on separate accounts.
Maybe you're afraid that you're not going to know what to do with each other when you do hook up. Well, we've got an activity booklet for you. It's called.
Don't even worry about it.
It's called ExtremeRestraints.com.
Whoa, ExtremeRestraints.com. Tell me more.
I mean, you usually do the extreme restraints, but like, let me just off the top of my head, dildos. Dildos.
Now, what?
Lubes,
how does that work? What's the dildo?
Ointments. It is. Oof, it's tricky.
Describe it like you were describing it to your youngest child.
Okay.
Like maybe they heard the word at school and they said, "Daddy, what is a dildo?"
Do you know how, son?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Papa.
Jimbo. I don't know what my son's name is. You know how you get super happy when you come into school in the morning, you catch the early bus, and you get there, and they still have super donuts, and the super donuts mm-hmm. are real warm, and it's a cold day, and you get excited to eat the warm super donuts?
Yes.
And you know how that makes you, like, happy?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to imagine that happy. I want you to think about when you fuck that warm super donut.
Uh-huh.
The way that feels. Now, can I start over?
If you're looking to start over sexually because your love life has fallen a bit stale, you go to ExtremeRestraints.com, use the coupon code SEXABUNGA. You're going to save 20% on the most just ribald devices.
How about this? Son, Jimbo, when you know the pencils that you use for school to write and take tests and draw in art class? Imagine one of those that was like super thick, and then people put those in them, and it feels.
Oh, you mean like dicks?
Where did you learn that word?
I heard it just around the playground.
I don't like where this is going.
Me neither. But I do like where you're going. If where you're going is extremeshace.com, use the coupon code SEXABUNGA, and you're gonna save 20% off of your order.
Hi, this is Dave Hill from Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident on the Maximum Fun Network. I'm here with my lovely and talented secretary, Miss Shayna Feinberg. Shayna, I understand you've been doing a bit of research to find out what listeners think of the show.
Yes, I have, Dave.
And what have you found?
Well, people that love it say they love it because it's just Dave hanging out with someone in his apartment.
Awesome. What do people that hate it say?
They hate it because it's just Dave hanging out with someone in his apartment.
Oh.
Listen to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident on the Maximum Fun Network, motherfucker.
Was that too much?
No, I think it was perfect.
Farm Wisdom. Farm Wisdom.
I thought you were...
Remus.
I thought you were building to a drop.
Farm Wisdom. Boys versus girls versus cows. Farm Wisdom.
Cows in the house.
Cows in the house.
I just don't think Monica has what it takes. That is a fucking... That cow just tooched fucking 1.2 tons of booty. I have never seen anything like it.
The game has changed.
Her udders found the fucking light.
Farm Wisdom.
You see those two cows kissing? It was insane.
Farm Wisdom is our regular segment where we bring you real, applicable wisdom straight from farmers and the people that love them or know them. Here's one from C. Dan.
Can I read it?
I thought you didn't have this in front of you.
I pulled it up now.
Okay, yes. Travis, go ahead. From C. Daniels.
when some farmers have a branding, they nut the calves.
Okay.
Sometimes they will save the testicles and eat them after. I've seen this firsthand. They treat them like it's Halloween candy or something.
That's not.
I would like to imagine they do it right in the calf's face.
That is not.
Like, not only does that suck, it sucks that there's someone out there that calls removing the testicles of a living thing nut. They nutted that calf. Do they cook it? Do they cook? Is there any preparation? Because this guy just makes it sound like shink and then pop like a couple Rolos or something.
No, it's like that scene in Game of Thrones where the Khaleesi eats the horse's heart. It's very similar to that.
Oh, that's awful.
Back in June, I heard a bit of farm wisdom from my dear friend, Rita Manguli, who creates the fantastic comic series Today in Three Panels. In fact, she memorialized said wisdom in comic form. I've attached it here for you. The wisdom, and we are enjoying this delightful comic. I guess you guys can't see it, but we'll put it where? Griffin, where will we put it?
Flickr?
We'll put it on the forums, or we'll tweet it. One of those two. At MBMBAM, by the way, is us. Here's the wisdom. You can grow a plant that has potatoes as its roots and tomatoes as its fruits.
That's bullshit.
That feels to me like something that's not true.
That's like the plot of that.
It feels to me like an abomination against God.
I think it's the plot of the Tamako episode of The Simpsons. I can't believe that this food exists and that this plant fucking exists and that it's not like the only thing that farmers are planting to double their, you know, their gains. Do you think sometimes plants get it backwards and they just grow potatoes as their fruits? And they get, like, a bunch of dirty, smushed tomatoes under the ground. I'm like, yeah, you fucking stupid plants. Or
they cut into their potatoes, and it's just full of, like, tomato guts. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what?
Oh,
fuck.
Or they find, like, a whole chicken inside. And you're like, oh, God, my fucking farm is starting to desynchronize.
So that's an amazing fact, if true, which is almost certainly not true. Thank you for the farm wisdom. If you want to send us farm wisdom or literally anything else, mbmbam@maximumfun.org.
If you could combine two plants... what would it be? And I know you're asking, Griffin, you're asking this question because you obviously have an answer, and the answer is yes, I do weed and oranges. Because then you get that juicy orange, and that's going to taste tremendous. It's going to taste a little balmy. It's going to get a little bit of residue on it, but otherwise it's a perfectly fine orange.
That's it. That's perfect for me because the Floridian stoners it attracts will eat the mosquitoes. Mm-hmm, so it's really great for your garden, too.
Yeah.
Okay, bros. You've settled the peeing in the shower question, but what's your stance on brushing your teeth in the shower?
No one does it. Next question. That's an easy one. We don't have to solve it because nobody fucking does it in the universe. Some
people do it. I'm married to someone who has done it.
Oh, God. Like on a dare, I guess.
In a hurry. Well,
it bothers me enough to brush my teeth in the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that's because...
feels so out of goddamn place.
That's where you dump your fucking French fry oil, Travis!
I know, but it feels wrong. But, like, if someone is using my bathroom, like, and I need to brush my teeth, and I want a schedule...
By the way, don't... It's like, I should mention, don't dump your French fry oil down the sink. You're supposed to, like, take it to Best Buy or something.
Mm-hmm. In the front, there's laptop batteries, cell phone batteries,
French fry oil.
I have a rule. I would never brush my teeth in the shower because that's where I pee. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm not going to brush my teeth where I pee.
Also, you might spit like toothpaste on your balls. Like, what are you talking about? You're going to spit down and the water pressure is going to push your spit back into your body. And then you're going to have toothpaste balls and you're going to know that you did that. You did that.
And here's the thing. You drop your toothbrush in the sink accidentally. Oh, that's fine. You just pick it back up. You keep going. You drop your toothbrush in the shower. You got to get a new toothbrush. It's a game changer.
You think that changes the game? I don't understand the game.
Well, because suddenly your toothbrush has touched like the drain where all your hair goes and like all the water of your filthy life.
It is the most dangerous game. It's more dangerous than hunting men on a shipwreck aisle. It is a game where the drop of a single toothbrush can mean total and complete calamity. You got to drive to Target after that shit, and it's Labor
Day. Maybe you're into that. Maybe you like the thrill, the threat.
Yeah, maybe you get your hands super, super soapy, and then you grab the toothbrush. What are you doing? Jimbo! You're on the edge! Step back, man! You're wearing a blindfold. What are you doing? Your balls are covered in toothpaste.
You're not even in the shower. You're standing in the living room.
This has gone too far, Jeff Bridges and Fearless. You gotta rein it in.
You guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. That sounded weird for some reason.
Well, it's a weird thing.
For the first time, I felt like he was actually asking me a question.
It's a weird name for a website, right? It's so presumptive. It's called Yahoo Answers, not Yahoo Questions, even though I imagine that most of these issues go completely unresolved. Like, how do I turn into an octopus? Like, no one's going to be able to give you any, like, satisfying answer to that.
No, the government holds that kind of shit pretty mm-hmm. close to the vest.
They should call it Yahoo Mysteries.
Could you give us another Yahoo Mystery, please?
This Yahoo Mystery, which is the side series to the Bill Yahoo show.
Yahoo Nights.
This Yahoo Night Mystery was sent in by Kurt Girdle. Thanks, Kurt. It's by Yahoo Answers user Haley Wood, who asks, ideas for a Metal Gear Solid-themed wedding? Last time I said I was just having a video game-themed wedding, but me and my fiancé decided to go full-out Metal Gear Solid because we both love it, and it actually brought us closer together. But here's the sitch. We need help with ideas and stuff. Invitations, decorations, the cake, colors, all that crap. What should we do? I know the game revolves around military stuff, but we're not planning a military wedding. We need more than that. What budget should we set for? Please, any ideas will be appreciated. Just be nice. Please. Thanks again. This person fucking knows what's about to come down on them.
Step one, cardboard box to walk down the aisle.
I think they probably figured that one out themselves.
Okay.
Can you imagine? No, fuck that. Your little ring bearer. You put your little ring bearer in a box as he walks down the aisle and throws
rings?
Well, if it's Metal Gear Solid, he'll have to throw like 100 flying roses that are sparkling.
Yeah.
Throw those at the holes in the cardboard box.
He drops a chaff grenade, and your dad, who's filming, is like, "Hey, dude, we gotta wait like fucking 15 minutes for all this goddamn chaff to wear off. Reset the wedding, please. Reset the Metal Gear wedding.
Start again.
Try over."
So he's taking like a non-lethal approach to his wedding, basically. If he doesn't want a bunch of guns, mm-hmm. he wants like the more emotional side of Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Travis, have you yourself played a Metal Gear game?
I've played of it. I've been around others whilst they played.
Okay.
Can you imagine how surprised your bride is going to be when the doors opens and it turns out she's marrying Raiden? Mm-hmm. That's going to be such a switch.
I think
the only thing I have in the chamber for this is a joke about, like, on the first night of the honeymoon, giving her the old Solid Snake.
Well, that's just like the name of the guy in the thing.
But I know, but it's like also like a penis.
That's pretty general. It'd be like if we said they were doing a Jurassic Park theme wedding, and you were like, "What if it was a dinosaur?"
But my joke was like that his penis was like a solid snake.
Well then, okay. Well, what if after they had sex 30 times, he looked down at his penis and said, "Boy, my dinosaur."
And that's actually a solid goof.
What is this series known for? I think we got to get the ceremony to last like 12 hours. I think it's going to include a few super esoteric geopolitical messages about, you know, the nuclear proliferation.
Aren't there also things about like long lost brothers?
That's a given. Well, genetic cloning. I think that there's probably a few fun ways. If you could get like twins as your flower girls.
And then Mario shows up.
No.
Okay. Well, hold on. Now you're doing a Smash Brothers theme.
Holy fucking shit.
Who's that? It's Crash Bandicoot, and he's objecting.
Is it too late to... Crash Bandicoot's never been in a Smash Brothers game. Is it too late to alter the theme?
The Super Smash Brothers?
No, to a normal wedding. Is it too late? Are you so invested in this that you can't jump out now? Someone's fucking neck is going to get broken, and it's going to be... immersive, I guess. It's also going to be pretty felonious.
The fans are going to be so disappointed when it turns out Kiefer Sutherland is officiating the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say that sentence out loud again and like hear it? Hear yourself saying it?
No, you're right. That doesn't make any sense.
No one's ever walked out of anything going, ah, fuck. It turned out it was just Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, it was just Kiefer Sutherland. Except for, I guess, that hotel manager when he was got super drunk and ran and tackled the Christmas tree. YouTube it. Fucking the best.
The best move.
The best move.
The best thing. Second only to the male model picking the guy up off the stairs on the NTM.
The order is male model picks the other male model. Number one, obviously. Everyone burned the building down. People died because of that amazing moment. Number two.
But they understood why.
Kiefer Sutherland being interviewed on camera, and the guy was like, what's the secret, Kiefer? And he's like, you just gotta enjoy life. Run, tackle, tree, falls, Christmas over. Christmas ruined.
If the camera panned like 30 degrees to the right, you would see like that male model as a child. Think like, someday I'm gonna beat this moment. You have raised the game to an unimaginable level. So that's going to do it for us. We realize it's a little shorter than we normally do, but Travis is right in the middle of a big build. He's rebuilding the stage of the Cincinnati Shakespeare
Company. I'm a contractor now.
He's a legal contractor.
Do you want to
sleep tight?
Do you want to plug the show? What show are you guys doing now?
We're doing Oliver Twist. It opens September 6th.
They didn't even bother calling me on that one, huh?
Well, you've
Griffin, we need you to get back in the game. Has your voice changed?
I was out. It's a great show. We had our first run last night, and it's super good. The set I built is beautiful, and it's a very funny show, and really well acted. You guys really love it. So if you're interested, go to CincyShakes.com. It's Cincy with a Y, Shakes.com. Or, you know, if you're in Cincinnati, just come down to 719 Race Street and check it out.
Now,
see my brand new stage.
Trav, I hate to be a stickler, but you owe us $150 now.
Ah, damn it. You're right.
That was our plan all along. We want to say thank you to everybody tweeting about the show and sharing it with friends using the MBMBAM hashtag. Of course, MBMBAM Wisdom, at MBMBAM Wisdom, is an account that, believe it or not, 2,400 people are following right now that they just tweet weird stuff that we said that I don't believe it
because it's not enough.
Thank you to Sir Pickle, Smart Bunny, Oh the Wren, Waffle Man, Riot Bananas, a.k.a. The Human Vacuum, Matthew Price, Jimmy, Megan, so many others tweeting about the show. We really appreciate it. It helps us to grow.
Maybe share it with a friend. We haven't asked people to do that in a while, but that is like the best way for us to grow the show. Maybe you probably have like 200 jump drives in your drawer. Just toss your favorite eppies on it. Make a Bim Bam mixtape. Hand it out to a friend, and then they'll listen to it.
Every so often, I'll see on Twitter someone saying like, "Hey, thanks, such and such. You got me into the show, and now I've listened to like 30 episodes in a row." Like, that makes me so happy.
And then,
so thank you guys.
And then we give them a huge referral bonus.
Mm-hmm. It's massive and generous.
It's a bit of like a podcast, like pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, but it's just us giving out money to people. So it's not like a pyramid scheme as much as it is just like a hole that we keep throwing money down.
Yeah, we're saving the U.S. economy.
You're welcome. If you're already caught up on our show, you want to get into something new, we got a ton of options for you on MaximumFun.org. There's Just John Hodgman, Stop Podcasting Yourself, Bullseye, Jordan Jesse Go, so many wonderful programs there to enjoy. I'd like to also personally recommend Sawbones. It's a medical history program that I make with my wife, Sydney, who's a legitimate doctor. And a lot of you have been kind enough to listen to that, so thank you very much.
And it's called what now?
Sawbones.
How many listeners have you taken from us for that
show? Oh, you can only choose one. That's the problem. No, you can listen to all of them. It's great.
Well, I mean, there's only so many hours in the fucking day. Like, don't talk to me like I'm a little kid.
Okay. Gosh. Wow, this got antagonistic.
I'm just saying they have to be going some. There's obviously an exodus. I didn't want to talk about this on the air, but we're obviously bleeding.
We're hemorrhaging listeners. You know what you're doing as far as all of this? This week, I'm going to thank John Roderick and the Long Winter.
You son of a bitch.
It's a departure off the album. Put in the Days to Bed. You find it on iTunes. And your favorite.
And I'm going to do a last Yahoo Answers question to think about it. It's like something about pee.
That's actually it. You got it. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Wood ma bim bam again.
Griffin, give us our last Yahoo.
This Yahoo was sent in by.
Yes, Yahoo Mystery Knight.
This Yahoo Knight's mystery was sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray?
Who wants to know? Thanks, Ira Ray. It's sent in by. It was asked by Yahoo Answers user Chris R. Who asks?
Chris R?
It's asked by.
He asked, Where's my fucking money,
Denny? Chris R. asks, what is the least amount of equipment I need to make dubstep?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.